creation.
Entrepreneurship.
The next idea.
We have to make room for this ability to learn to be creative.
From Dublin, Ireland to Detroit, Michigan, that's the pathway of Science Gallery, described as a place where science and art collide. And the result? Creative ways to tackle some of the world's biggest problems. The first Science Gallery is in Dublin, and now Michigan State University is launching Science Gallery Lab Detroit, the first one in North America. Jeff Graybill is with us. He's Associate Provost of Teaching and Learning at Michigan State, where he directs MSU's Hub for Innovation in Learning and Technology. Jeff, what is Science Gallery exactly?
The Wellcome Trust in the UK, which is arguably the most important foundation in the UK, focused on science and public engagement, calls Science Gallery the most important public engagement project in the world. And what they mean by that is Science Gallery is best in the world at engaging 15 to 25-year-old adults in solving the world's greatest problems. And their path for doing that is creating a remarkably new learning platform in which, as you noted, science and art and human beings collide. So it's really an institution designed to engineer and facilitate collisions between people and ideas. And they do that by creating a learning experience which is not a science museum and not an art gallery, but has correspondences with both, but much more like a theater. So it's a deeply experiential moment in which people have conversations with each other and with mediators who help facilitate conversation around the ideas and the art and the science that they're seeing in the exhibit in front of them.
First of all, where is this going to be, Science Gallery Lab Detroit?
Michigan State University just became part of Science Gallery International, and Science Gallery Labs Detroit is their labs model. And the labs model is really focused on public engagement and learning prior to worrying about a building. And so it's a pop-up model. And so one of the conversations we're having with people in Detroit is about where we pop up Science Gallery. And I suspect we'll pop it up in a different location every time we do programming. But we're going to be actively looking for spaces which are interesting and compelling, which are appropriate for the Science Gallery experience that we want, so that we can move Science Gallery around the city of Detroit to engage as many people as possible, particularly young adults in that 15 to 25-year-old demographic.
So give me an idea, Jeff Graybill. As I walk into Detroit Science Gallery Lab as its pop-up location, what is it that will happen there? What will I experience?
You'll instantly be greeted. You'll be invited to experience an exhibit or an object or to read something, to engage something. You might be asked a question. You might be invited to ask a question of somebody else. That space will be energizing. It may be a little bit loud. There'll be lots of people moving around and having conversations with each other. And the objects that are on display, the art and science that's configured for people to engage with, is exciting. It's brand new. All of the objects are created specifically for those exhibits. The artists and the scientists might be there to engage with you as well. And it's kind of like a performative moving theater exhibit. So you're moving around, you're engaging in conversation. I was completely taken by the energy and the excitement in the room. It was a little bit exhausting after an hour or so, but I also felt energized and quite enthused by the human beings that I met and the ideas that I was asked to consider.
What's the end game? Is it to attract young people into, let's say, scientific or technological fields, or what is it?
Yeah, that's absolutely one of the end games. Science Gallery is a learning platform. And so one of the things that's exciting about Science Gallery for Michigan State University is we understand ourselves as a learning platform, too. And so what we're engaged in is creating a new kind of learning platform in Detroit, and we will pop it in East Lansing, and we may move it around the state, that is designed to not just engage people in science and art, but help them learn something about science and art. So that's fundamental to what Science Gallery is as a learning platform. But you're absolutely right. We're interested in helping particularly humans in that 15 to 25-year-old demographic get excited about the possibilities of science and art in terms of career, in terms of school, helping them find what they're passionate about and how they want to spend the next few years of their lives. And so it's an opportunity to get people excited, not just about Michigan State University, but about higher education, whether that's Wayne or the University of Michigan. We don't really care. We just want young people to be excited about learning and to find careers. Science Gallery Dublin has also been able to build some programming around their exhibits that focus on entrepreneurship and innovation and creativity. And we're very much interested in adding those components to the learning platform in Detroit as well.
And what do MSU researchers get from being involved with Science Gallery Lab Detroit?
There's the opportunity for researchers at Michigan State in particular, but other universities, to share their research, to communicate with the public about their research. But there are also opportunities for researchers to do research because of the engagement and the interactions at Gallery.
Jeff, will people who are not ages 15 to 25 be able to visit as these pop-up Science Gallery Lab Detroits move around?
Absolutely. So while 15 to 25 is the target, because it's a magical demographic, science museums really tend to focus on families and young people. Mm-hmm. At least those are the people who tend to come. So we're focused on 15 to 25 because that's our mission. But in Dublin, at least 30 to 40% of people who go to Science Gallery Dublin fit that demographic. The other 60 to 70% are families, adults, young children. And so while the programming is pitched towards that target demographic, most of the people who come actually fall outside. So it's a very friendly and engaging place for learners of all ages.
And where are you as far as launching Science Gallery Lab Detroit?
Well, we're moving at lightning speed for a university, so we expect to, I'm going to give you a very imprecise answer. We expect to make Science Gallery Detroit programming quite visible to people in Detroit within the next year. So we're hoping that we have something pretty special for people no later than next spring.
And how do you hope this will boost innovation throughout the state of Michigan?
Well, you know, when I look at Michigan and when I look at Detroit in particular, I see nothing but talent and possibility. And so one of our operating principles here is there's tremendous ability in Detroit, particularly in that 15 to 25-year-old demographic, waiting to have an opportunity to explore and to innovate and to make things. And so as much as anything else, Science Gallery Detroit is an invitation to engage the world, to solve hard problems. And we're quite confident, particularly based on what we've seen in Dublin, that the outcomes of that are going to be explicitly and quite concretely innovative. We're going to see young people make art, which is special. We're going to see young people come up with ideas which turn into businesses. We're going to see and expect to see a large number of young people choose to engage in careers in emerging science and in compelling art, which will have very specific, direct, and measurable outcomes for the people of the state of Michigan. But it should be said that Science Gallery, while Science Gallery is emerging right now as a compelling new idea, we're building it for the long haul. The need to create and to innovate in Detroit, in the state of Michigan, is not going to go away anytime soon. And so we're building Science Gallery Detroit as a compelling part of the infrastructure that helps Detroit imagine and create a new future.
Science Gallery Detroit, engaging Detroit's young adults and really Michigan's young adults in science and art. We've been talking with Jeff Grable, who is the director of MSU's Hub for Innovation in Learning and Technology. Thank you so much, Jeff, for being a part of The Next Idea.
It was a pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
Support for The Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.